You might want to be on the Upper West Side tomorrow night, specifically between 62nd and 63rd Streets and Broadway, to check out the David Rubenstein Atrium, where my next guest will be performing. Rob Curto is an accordionist, composer, arranger, and a member of the band Batuto. They'll be playing selections from their latest album, The Devil and the Diamond, just out on Motema Music, and some other new material, and it's all free. Here to give us a preview are Rob Curto and his accordion. Welcome back to our show.
Great to be here.
Most people tend to think of the accordion as a clunky instrument, and it's not exactly hip. It's not something, for instance, that I would think of as a kid wanting to play. And they're so huge, a kid might feel overpowered by it. So what led you to pick the accordion?
You know, that's a funny aspect of it, because my grandmother wanted my father to play the accordion. And he was an Italian-American kid in the, you know, growing up in the 40s. The last thing he wanted to do was play the accordion, and he ended up playing the tenor saxophone and playing jazz.
And you got into the music playing jazz as well, but not on the accordion first?
First on piano, and then somehow that whole thing, you know, it skipped a generation, and I discovered the instrument, listening to a lot of different types of roots music, listening to Cajun and Zydeco music, to Irish music, Celtic music. And that was the beginning. And I happened to see Buckwheat Zydeco play. I was walking around on the Upper West Side. This was quite a while ago. And it was the 100th anniversary of the Museum of Natural History. And he was out there playing. And I had heard his recordings, and I saw the accordion. And that was like a moment that it just clicked for me.
Well, you'd started on piano, which is a keyboard instrument. This is a keyboard instrument, but you play it so differently. You're playing the keyboard on the side.
Right.
And squeezing with the other hand. You're not playing chords in the same way that you would on the piano.
Right.
So how much did the piano, or some people I think also compare to the accordion to the organ, how much does that actually prepare you for playing the accordion?
I mean, somewhat, in the sense that the right hand, the notes are the same, the scales are the same, but the technique is different. And on the bass side of the accordion,
those are those little buttons.
These little black buttons here, yeah. That's the accompaniment, and that's a completely different instrument that you have to learn.
But that's kind of like playing piano, where you're playing chords with your left hand and you're playing the melody with your right hand.
That's the concept.
What does Matuto mean?
Matuto is a Brazilian Portuguese word. It kind of translates into hillbilly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Portuguese hillbillies. And you formed it with Clay Ross.
That's right.
How long ago?
About 4 years ago, during Carnival in Brazil.
So you met in Brazil?
Clay and I knew each other in New York from playing Brazilian music and different types of music here. And I had been to Brazil. I had been to Recife in the northeast of Brazil. And Clay got a Fulbright, a grant for us to go through the U.S. consulate in Recife and do concerts and workshops there. And he invited me to come with him.
And how was it responded to by the Brazilian people? Because this is not exactly like bossa nova.
Right. It went really well. And a lot of Matuto's music, you could say maybe half of Matuto's music is influenced by forró and other types of music from the northeast of Brazil. And we went to the northeast of Brazil. We went to Recife, the capital of Pernambuco. So it really resonated for people.
Now, this new CD, The Devil and the Diamond, is Matuto's second album. What does the title mean?
The title refers to the CD is kind of loosely telling the story of a journey, of somebody's journey of self-discovery. And the devil is the part of you that holds you back. It doesn't let you grow and move forward. And the diamond is that part of you that really wants to shine.
And is this very different from the first album?
It is. It's really more of a collaborative effort. We're really a band together now. The other members of the band are a very important part of the sound of Matuto.
Well, I'm feeling very guilty talking to you while you're sitting there with that accordion. You going to play something for us?
Sure. I thought I would start with a song by Luis Gonzaga that we play in Matuto. It's not one of our original compositions. Luis Gonzaga was a very, very important cultural figure in Brazil, a singer, an accordionist, who brought the music from the northeast of Brazil to the rest of Brazil and popularized it and was really a spokesperson for his culture. And this is called Vem Morena.
Meus braços, vem morena, vem dançar. Quero ver tu requebrando, quero ver tu requebrar. Quero ver tu remexendo, resfomego da safona, tem que sorraiar. Quero ver tu remexendo, resfomego da safona, tem que sorraiar. Esse teu fungado quente, bem no peito do meu pescoço. Arrepia o corpo da gente, faz o véu ficar moço. E o coração de repente volta o sangue laboroso. Vem morena pros meus braços, vem morena, vem dançar. Quero ver tu requebrando, quero ver tu requebrar. Quero ver tu remexendo, respondendo da safona, tem que sorraiar. Quero ver tu remexendo, respondendo da safona, tem que sorraiar. Esse teu suor salgado é gostoso e tem sabor, pois o teu corpo suado com esse cheiro de flor tem um gosto temperado dos temperos do amor.
Curto, the accordionist, composer, arranger, member of the band Matuto, whose latest album is The Devil and the Diamond. They'll be performing tomorrow for free at 7:30 at the David Rubenstein Atrium in Lincoln Center, Broadway between 62nd and 63rd Street. And I was thinking about just how unlike other kinds of accordion sounds you have just been creating there, because I associate the accordion with Argentina and the tango, with France, of course, and all of the the cliches of French accordion music. This didn't sound like that at all. In fact, there were certain effects that you seemed to achieve that I'd never heard before on the accordion.
Yeah, well, one of the most important innovations that Luis Gonzaga brought to the accordion was using the bellows shake in kind of a new way to really create a lot of rhythm. So in a lot of fajo music, you'll hear.
Is that hard to master?
It takes a little bit of time. It's hard to do for very long.
Well, the last time you were on the show, you performed, you were accompanying Kiran Aluwalia last year. Hers is a very different genre of music from Matuta's.
Yeah, and it's something, it's a style of music that I'm really just learning about. And the accordion, the role that I play in that setting is really imitating a harmonium. So it's sort of something that's in some ways outside my area of expertise, but...
But that's almost like the organ side of the accordion.
Sure, sure. Definitely less rhythmic, although, I mean, part of what Kiran, for example, likes about having me around is that I bring some of these other Brazilian influences and other things to the sound.
Does your jazz background also help?
Sure. It kind of helps everything.
So the concert is kind of unusual tonight in that there are two distinct parts. The second one, which starts at 8:45, is the Africa Suite because Matuto didn't go to Africa just this past spring?
Yes. Myself, Clay Ross, our guitarist, Mike Laval, our bassist, Maz Swift, our violinist, and Richie Barche, who's our drummer, we all went to Africa. We also have a sixth component, is Zé Mauricio, and he didn't go, but the rest of us went.
And is there an African accordion style? I mean, as I think of it more and more, there's Tex-Mex, there's Zydeco, of course, there's Dicantino, and that whole style of accordion playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's an instrument that was invented in Europe, invented in Austria in the 1830s, and... it was an instrument that could be mass-produced, could travel easily, and it went all over the world. And it, everywhere that it went, it took on a different role.
We don't have a lot more time, but I was hoping to get another song in.
Sure. This is a song that's off our CD. It's called Demon Chopper. We met a wonderful acupuncturist who... proclaim certain powers, and we named this song after her. It's called Demon Chopper.
Rob Curto. Thank you. Rob Curto will be performing tomorrow for free at 7:30 at the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center on Broadway between 62nd and 63rd Street with his group Matuto. David, Rob, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leonard.